This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Dr. Govinda KC to end his hunger strike today following an 8-point agreement with the government. Health Ministry confirms additional 5,008 cases of coronavirus. Death toll crosses 600 in the country. And American President Donald Trump makes his first public appearance 10 days after being tested coronavirus positive. Now the news in detail. The government and Dr. Govinda KC have signed an 8-point agreement ending Dr. KC's hunger strike. Professor Dr. KC has been on a hunger strike for the last 27 days, demanding far-reaching reforms in the medical education sector. Dr. KC himself and the coordinator of the government's dialogue team, Secretary at the Health Ministry, Gopinath Mainali, signed the agreement at midnight yesterday. With the agreement signed, Dr. KC will be ending his hunger strike this morning. The Ministry of Health and Population has appealed all to adopt best possible health protocol while observing the festivals. The ministry has asked everyone to reduce meeting people other than family members while celebrating the festivals. In a regular press briefing yesterday, ministry spokesperson Dr. Jageshwar Gautam urged everyone to maintain at least 2 meters physical distance if they have to meet with other people. Dr. Gautam has reiterated that people should use face mask, compulsorily wash hands prior to entering a certain place, and should use hand sanitizers. The ministry also asked everyone not to exceed 25 number of individuals in any kind of gatherings in the religious places. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has registered additional 5,008 cases of coronavirus infection in the country. Speaking at a regular media briefing, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said yesterday saw the highest single-day spike in the cases of coronavirus in the country. The Kathmandu Valley alone recorded 2,672 new cases yesterday. With yesterday's cases, the total coronavirus tally has climbed to 105,684 in the country. Likewise, 1,229 corona-infected people returned home yesterday after recovering from the coronavirus. 74,252 people have so far recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal so far. Similarly, 14 more deaths from coronavirus were recorded yesterday. With this, the number of total death count has reached 614. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Patrai has been infected with coronavirus. Minister Patrai confirmed that he was tested positive for coronavirus infection via a Facebook status yesterday. Minister Patrai has no other health problem except mild fever. Meanwhile, Minister Patrai has urged the people who came into his contact to go for test in case they show any symptoms. The police headquarters has directed the police chiefs in Kathmandu Valley to formulate special security plan for the upcoming festival in view of the COVID-19 pandemic. As per the direction of Inspector General of Nepal Police, Sailesh Thapa Chhetri, all 77 district police officers have begun devising a special security plan considering both the COVID-19 and the festive season. The Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress, which was called for today, has been cancelled. According to Chief Secretary of the Party Headquarters, Krishna Prasad Paudel, the meeting was cancelled after the death of party's former treasurer and philanthropist Ram Babu Prasai on the 9th of October. Prasai died while undergoing treatment at the Om Hospital. Chief Minister of Bagmati State, Dormani Powdil, on Saturday made an inspection visit at Budune section of the Nijgarh-Kathmandu fast track. The Chief Minister reached Budune of Makwanpur Gadi for the inspection of the National Pride project linking Kathmandu with the districts of the Central Tarai. Upon completion, this project will have a significant importance in the country's transportation sector. Chief Minister of Gandaki State Government, Prithibi Subba Gurung, has said the state government was committed to resolve the problems seen in the construction of the Pokhara Regional International Airport. The Chief Minister said so while conducting an on-site inspection of the under-construction airport yesterday. The Pokhara Regional International Airport is a project of national pride. On the occasion, he said the construction works were ongoing despite the coronavirus pandemic. The ruling Nepal Communist Party's whip Santa Chowdhury has been shifted to the intensive care unit for further treatment after being infected by COVID-19. Chowdhury was admitted to the Bir Hospital on the 5th of October. She was undergoing treatment for cancer and had suffered from dengue last year. Her health condition is now said to be stable. The Bal Gopaleshwar Temple at the historic Rani Pokhari would be open for public on the day of Bhai Tika this year. The construction of Rani Pokhari and the temple damaged by the 2015 earthquake was completed in the third week of September. The National Reconstruction Authority said preparations were underway for Chief of the State to inaugurate the newly reconstructed Rani Pokhari before the Dasai festival. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. A temporary ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan has begun following nearly 2 weeks of fierce fighting in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. However, less than an hour into the truce, which came into force at midday local time yesterday, each side accused the other of breaking it. Armenia and Azerbaijan also accused each other of bombarding civilian areas ahead of the ceasefire. The truce aims to enable an exchange of prisoners and the recovery of bodies. It was agreed earlier after 10 hours of talks in the Russian capital Moscow. More than 300 people have died and thousands have been displaced since the latest violence in the long-running conflict that broke out on the 27th of September. US President Donald Trump has delivered a speech in front of cheering supporters at the White House in his first public appearance since being hospitalized. The American president, who says he is no longer taking medicines against COVID-19, told the crowd he was feeling great. The White House has not provided an update on the American president's health since Thursday. It is unclear whether the president remains contagious following his 3-day hospital stay with COVID-19. His rival in next month's presidential election, Joe Biden, has been campaigning in Pennsylvania. More than 2,100,000 Americans are known to have died of COVID-19 as of today. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is also likely to occur at one or two places of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Dr. Gobinda Kesi to end his hunger strike today following an 8-point agreement with the government. Health Ministry confirms additional 5,008 cases of coronavirus. Death toll crosses 600 in the country, and American President Donald Trump makes his first public appearance 10 days after being tested coronavirus positive. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.